101 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Freeport, 98.9 FM Monroe.
Business owners, private homes, and other establishments in Alexandria, LeCount, Cheneyville, and Natchitoches, and all surrounding areas. Made in the Bayou has just extended its services to your area. Made in the Bayou is a professional cleaning service. They provide a variety of services to upkeep your business or home. Phone Ron Nishila, Milton, at 318-792-6987 for a full list of services available.
Okay, ladies, we haven't forgotten you. Have you been bugging your boo for more time out with the girls or less time doing housework, but you want a professional job per your instructions? Well, we got the solution. Made in the Bayou, professional maids with your needs in mind.
Made in the Bayou provides a laundry list of everyday services. We also clean up after parties and weddings, receptions, or any occasion where cleanup services are required. If you need additional information, Ranishila Milton, owner, manager, Made in the Bayou at 318-792-6987 or email at MiltonRonishila at yahoo.com. That's MiltonRonishila at yahoo.com. We are looking forward to providing an excellent service for your business, your home, or establishment. Made in the Bayou, proud sponsors of KAYT 88.1 FM, 92.5 Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now you say, well, how do you know if you're under oppression? What's the effects of it? These are some of the side effects. When the devil's trying to lord it over you, these are some of the side effects. It causes you to feel distressed, gloomy, despondent, weighed down, cast down, discouraged, saddened, fearful, disheartened, depressed, sorrowful, and the list goes on and on of bad stuff that you ain't supposed to be living with. You're supposed to be living with fullness of joy. You're a light that Jesus said, you're the light of the world. That means you ain't supposed to be walking in that depression. You ain't supposed to be fearful and sad and like you ain't going to make it, like you got no hope. Amen. Hopelessness is an effect of oppression. When a people are oppressed, they are downcast. They can't look up. They have no hope. They are weak and they feel helpless. And Jesus came to remove all of that from your life. That when you trust in him, you receive his strength. You receive his peace. You receive his joy. You receive the victory that he died to give you. And that he lives to enforce. Because you got a high priest that represents you in things pertaining to God. And he is there. He is the enforcer of that new covenant. And you're an heir of the covenant. But Jesus is the enforcer. And whenever he find a people who would believe in him, I'm going to tell you, he's able to dispense all kind of good. When people have expectation, when people believe that God wants them to be well, when people believe that Jesus is their healer, when people really believe that God loves them with all his heart, that he will withhold no good from them. He's looking. The Holy Ghost is examining you today. He's examining me. Looking at my heart and say, are you ready to receive what I really want to do in you? He's here to dispense good. So Jesus was healing everybody that the devil had been harsh, cruel, evil to. I mean that he tried to oppress and depress them and push them down. I'll tell you, Jesus was raising them up. Everybody that the devil was pushing down, Jesus was pushing them up. Everybody the devil was trying to lock down, Jesus was unlocking them. All right, all Everybody the devil was trying to bind up and tie up, Jesus was coming along untying them. Whatever Satan was doing, Jesus was undoing it. Can you imagine the trail of destruction that Jesus left on the devil? Everywhere he went, he left a trail of destruction. The devil said, we got to do something with him. So he moved up on men and said, kill him, get rid of him. And they plotted and schemed for 3 years, trying to figure out a way to minimize him, to reduce him to nothing. And they couldn't do it. That every time they tried to press him down, he popped up. He ain't scared of nobody. He ain't scared of nothing. And he got power and authority over everything. And he knows it. And the devil knows. When Jesus would show up in the temple, devils would get scared. Oh, yeah. They would be shaking. Some of them would holler out, oh, we know who you are, the mighty one of God. Did you come to torment us before the time? They wonder, what's your purpose being here? Why are you here? What you doing here? We've been in here. Jesus said, time for you to go. He read it. I'm anointed by the Holy Ghost. And he said that with all humility. Knew who he was, what his assignment was. He said, this is what Jesus does. He manifests the presence, the power, and the goodness of God by dispensing good and healing anybody that's oppressed by the devil. He is vastly superior to any oppression. He has conquered the devil. Colossians 2:15 says that he spoiled principalities and power. That means he disarmed them. Made a show of them openly. He didn't do this private. He did it public. His resurrection was public. People didn't believe he rose from the dead. But then he did things no man living could do. That gave validity to the fact that he's alive. When that crippled man walked, everybody in Jerusalem knew that this was a miracle of God. They knew that man was born that way. And Peter said, it is the same Jesus that you crucified. He made this man whole. So they had to get together in a little council. Indeed, a notable miracle has been done in all Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But that it spread no further. See, there go the devil again. That it spread no further. Let's threaten them. That they don't preach. Let's command them not to teach in that name. Because that devil hate that name. Because that is the name of deliverance. When you get prayed for in Jesus' name, he right there. Jesus straightened her leg out. He did it. What you were diagnosed with? Cerebral palsy, and your leg was crooked, and you woke up 2 or 3 weeks ago and the leg was straight. Now he ain't finished with her. There she go. Somebody ought to run with her. Well, y'all, I run with her. Shucks. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll run with you. Yes. Glory. I'm going to tell you, the quickest way to get yours is get in when somebody get nails. When you see somebody run, you better get out of that seat. 1 John 3:8, the Amplified Bible says, and listen to this now, because this got two parts to it. But he who commits sin, who practices evil doing, is of the devil, takes his character from the evil one. Are you practicing sin? For the devil has sinned, violated the divine law from the beginning. The reason the Son of God was made manifest and visible was to undo, to destroy, to loosen, and to dissolve the works that the devil has done. Listen at the NRSV. Says everyone who commits sin or practices sin is a child of the devil. But Jesus came to undo that work. So you may be a child of God, but Jesus came to put an end to people being the devil's children. give them eternal life, give them a hope and a future and a destiny. He can undo it. He can break the power of sin in your life. He can break any sickness off you. He can break death off of you where the devil got you destined to die. I'm going to tell you, Jesus can step in and say, live, speak one word over you, and all the, and death will disintegrate. Will be destroyed, broken to pieces, shattered beyond repair. He'll break all his weapons up where he can't even put them back together again. Luke 4:18, the Amplified Bible, says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. He wants to send you out of this place today as one that's been delivered. He wants you to leave this place today not caring, not having in you what you had when you came in here. Can he do it? Absolutely. Will he do it? Absolutely. Who will he do it for? Glory to God. That's the right answer. Who you do it for?
Me.
That's right. You leave it, you're going to leave here released from any bondage of captivity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. The King James says, to announce the day of vengeance. You know what that is? When God takes vengeance upon his enemies. That's operating in your life. He said, I'm here to exact vengeance. I'm here to get you back. He said, vengeance is mine. I'm going to repay. And when the devil gets paid for what he's done, for the trouble he's caused in your life, I'm going to tell you, you're the benefactor. You're the one that received all the blessing from him. And the devil gets shattered, busted up. You see, we come to bust him up today, to bust him down, to break him off. You ready? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 61, because this is scripture Jesus quoting. Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. Now, Jesus quoted the first two verses, but the Holy Ghost told me to get down into verse 3. Listen to what the Amplified says, and I'm reading from the Amplified because it just makes it crystal clear. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and to heal the brokenhearted. To bind up means the things that have fallen apart in your life. Pieces that fell on the floor, scattered all around. Jesus said, I'm here to bind them up. I'm here to put them back together. I'm here to restore and make it whole again. So this healing is not just physical. He said those that are brokenhearted, that means on the inside they've had a wreck. The devil don't just mess with you physically. He wanna hurt you from the deepest part of you. And God said, I'll go to work right there in the deepest part of you where the devil been tampering around with you, messing with you, harassing you, oppressing you. He said, I can heal it. No matter what kind of hurt you had, a hurt of betrayal, hurt of being lied on, abused, those deepest hurts. See, when the devil got somebody to hurt Jesus, he moved in Judas's life, and what did Judas do? He betrayed. He was disloyal. That's one of the deepest hurts. See, the devil knew what he was doing. He got his best weapon. I'm going to betray him. Because God is all about faithfulness and loyalty. God is about, if he in your corner, he in your corner.